Brian, and you think, well, okay, yes, it kicks off when Manchester score against Roma. The Roma fans didn't like it, and they started throwing bottles of water across. So everybody's, and they run, the Manchester supporters run to the glass and yeah. But that was it. And then the police came in and just started beating everybody. It was serious.
Patricia Fitzsimons' brother-in-law was stabbed before the match. How is he, Patricia?
He's doing very well at the moment, yes, but he's lost a lot of blood.
What happened to him?
Well, him and a few of his friends, they were on the way to watch the football match, and they just got ambushed by a load of Italians. I don't know whether they were fans or just folks, I don't know. And three of them were stabbed, including Stephen. One of them, who I believe is his son, one of the Stephen's friends' sons, is quite poorly. But it's, I mean, they were just going there just to watch a football match. They're nice people. Stephen's a businessman. He just managed to get away from work for a couple of days. And obviously this is the outcome. It's disgusting.
Was he and other members of the family concerned, given that before the game there were these website warnings, these warnings about the ultra fans and the atmosphere that might be prevail at,
well,
the, at
no,
the game?
This has really only come to light only over, I'd say, the last 24 hours. As it's worked up to the football match, I mean, you're hearing things on the television now, but it was not. You know, it's been played down a lot. I mean, that's why I rang last night the BBC, because the trouble that actually went on in the football ground. I was watching the match myself with my husband, and it was absolutely appalling. And straight away, I said to my husband, "Gosh, I hope your brother's okay." And we'd left our phones at home. We got home, and there was a text from my sister-in-law saying that he'd been stabbed, and nobody was aware of what was going on outside the ground. I mean, they never even got there to see the football match, and we don't even know when they're going to be home.
Because has your sister-in-law been able to speak a lot to her husband? I mean, is he in hospital?
Or no.
The boy you said was poorly, do you know where he is?
No, the thing is, the three of them have been put in different hospitals. And we can't understand why that has happened. I don't know whether it's to do with their injuries or whether it's just to play it down because, you know, the Italians obviously don't want a big thing made out of it.
So do you know what contact that either Stephen's wife or any other member of the family is able to get with him at the moment?
Well, yes, because the gentleman whose son is 19, he wasn't stabbed. So he's going between the three hospitals and he's texting my sister-in-law.
Martin Davey and his daughter Kat were in the crowd, 20 metres from where most of the trouble happened. Martin, good morning. Thanks for talking to us. What did you see?
Well, we originally went into the ground and we were 20 feet, say, from the Perspex barrier, which separated us from the Roma fans. And the police were wearing riot gear and with their backs to the Perspex barrier facing us. The Roma fans were being controlled by stewards, but they weren't being controlled, and they were throwing things at us. We'd been searched before we went into the ground. They'd taken coins, lighters, bottles. There was nothing that we had that we could possibly use as ammunition.
Well, were any of the Manchester United fans on your side of the Perspex throwing missiles over? Because some reports say that both sets of fans started to throw missiles at each other across that Perspex barrier.
The only missiles that the United fans had were the ones that had been thrown at them.
But they threw them back, did they?
Oh, yes. Yes, but obviously a lot of these were plastic bottles that just shattered when they landed on the United side. So the volume of ammunition was coming from the Roma side, and very few were going back the other way. But the thing was that the police were looking for the United fans to react. They made no attempt to control the Roma fans. The Roma fans were ripping up seats and throwing them across.
Were there no police on the Italian inside of the Perspex
Not
barrier?
At all.
They were all
no.
on your side.
Yes, and whereas we had water and Coke poured into plastic containers so that we could drink it, they were selling bottles of drink to the Roma fans, and they were using them as ammunition against us. And that was going on long after the trouble had started.
Italian police attacked the Manchester United crowd. I tried to help a girl that had fallen down, and one of the policemen hit me with a baton, and it I was spent the second half in the medical, and then we've just got out now. We've been in there for an hour and a half. We've just got out right now. It's absolutely pandemonium. They're beating people up. It's just terrible.
This match from Steve Morris in Stretford. Yeah. He says, I just got home. Consider myself lucky to be alive. I've been following United in Europe for 30 years. I've never known anything like it. We were ambushed at virtually every turn by knife and other weapon-wielding ultras. The Italian police just stood and watched us being attacked. When any English did retaliate, the police waded in with batons, hitting everyone in sight. For how much longer do English fans have to put up with this? If Italians or any other European fans were treated like this by the British police, we would never hear the end of it. Enough is enough. That's from Steve Morris, Stretford. Debbie Robertson was at last night's game. What did you see?
Well, exactly what your correspondents have been saying, and the guy from Stretford who emailed. We were in that section, and when Roma scored, the Roma fans started throwing bottles of water across the fence and banging on the Perspex fence. So a few of the United fans ran towards them, and the police, who were only on our side, there weren't any police on the Roma side, so the police on our side just ran down the steps and as your correspondent said, just started leathering this fella. And then it just all, people surging, and because it's a terrorist stand, people were just falling over like dominoes, and there were just people being crushed, and it was very unpleasant.
Why did the Manchester United fans run towards the missile-throwing Roma fans in the first place?
Well, I think there weren't that many who did it. It was just one of those things. I mean, it's banter between fans, isn't it? And they egg each other on. We were exchanging songs at the beginning. I mean, it's just one of those things. But the point is, if there'd been proper stewards and police on both sides, no one would have been able to get near that fence. So it wouldn't have been a situation.
What sort of missiles were being thrown? You say bottles full of water, anything else?
No, it was bottles of drink, because they didn't let us take anything else into the ground. We had to leave our car keys on the coach.
Okay.
And coins and everything, so it was just bottles. But there were vendors in the ground selling the bottles.
Right, and did you see any Manchester United fans throwing missiles as well? We saw, we got a text here, on TV footage, I saw as many missiles from the Manchester United fans as Roma. They are not the innocent party. What would you say to the person who sent that text? Were there any missiles coming from the Manchester United fans?
Well, not none of the people standing around me, but I mean, there were people of all ages. There were children, there were women like me, there are older people, there are disabled people. There was a guy in a wheelchair. I mean, he wasn't throwing anything.
Were you terrified?
I was very frightened, yes. Mm. I was actually shielded by, in fact, one of the police came and shielded me from his colleagues.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was his colleague trying to do?
Well, there was, I don't know, four or five police, and one, they were coming towards me and my husband, and with the helmets and the batons, so we were sort of pinned against a Perspex panel, so he sort of just shielded us and said, you better move somewhere else, but I mean, there wasn't really anywhere else to move to.
Lots of texts coming in about the Manchester United-Roma game last night. Having sat on the curb Nord for a domestic Roma game, there was so much violence. This is Rome football. In the stadium, the police let Roma fans rule the roost. People sell bottles for fans to throw. The fans knew what to expect. That from Chris in Bedford.
This one from James, an email, says it's 7 years to the day that Christopher Loftus and Kevin Speight lost their lives in Istanbul following Leeds. 7 years on and still no justice. When will UEFA get their act together and sort out these clubs on the continent?
Neil in Chatham says the Italian police just treat all English fans as hooligans and totally ignore anything home fans get up to. It's high time Italian clubs were banned from Europe before there's another Heysel-like situation. And another one here, this is from a fan on his way home, Jeremy. Morning, Jeremy. Roma fans started pelting United fans and police with missiles. Police did nothing to stop Roma fans, but started on irate United fans.